This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This Rise Guys podcast is fueled by the best beer on the planet. Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Brewed locally by Thomas Creek Brewery and created especially for the P1s.
Beer!
Ask for it by name. Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Find a location near you at 933theplanetrocks.com. Drink responsibly. Now cheers.
He's got to wake these people up.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
It's everything I need in the morning.
93.3.
Rocks!
It's Rise Guys Headlines with Paige. And her big ol' hoo-has.
All right, I'm not going to give you any spoilers because you know what happens when I do that. But Quentin Tarantino's latest film, Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, once that came out, Bruce Lee's daughter, Shannon Lee, was reported in the press saying that she was disheartened to see Quentin Tarantino depict her father in the movie as an arrogant blank hole who was full of hot air.
Blank hole?
Yeah.
A?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. It matters.
Well, it does matter. So Shannon says that she didn't like to see that he looked like an arrogant blowhard because in truth, back in the 60s, Asian Americans, I mean, it was hard for them to get film work and, you know, that's just the way it was and he had to prove himself constantly.
Fatboy says we have audio of Quentin talking about this,
yes.
Right?
This is what he's defending his claim of Bruce Lee's arrogance in the film.
Bruce Lee was kind of an arrogant guy. I didn't just make a lot of that up. I heard him say things like that to that effect. And even the thing, you know, people are like, well, he never said he could beat up Muhammad Ali. Yeah, he did, all right? Not only did he say that, his wife, Linda Lee, said that. In the first biography I ever read, Linda Lee's Bruce Lee, the man only I knew, and she absolutely said it.
Did somebody interview him while he's taking a dump? Like, what was the echo there?
Well, he was talking at a conference.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
He's in the movie for, like, maybe 5 minutes.
Bruce Lee?
Yeah.
So, well, I mean, can't ask you too many questions about it, Fatboy, having... You've seen it, but...
He would have destroyed Ali.
But here's the thing, though. Like, Ali was, maniacal, egotistical guy. Like, the character, at least, was. I mean, he fought Superman.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if you remember that comic book.
No, he did. He did.
Didn't he fight Scooby-Doo also, or the Beatles, or somebody like that? Three Stooges?
I hope he didn't fight a dog.
Yeah. Man.
He's good in it. You know, Mike Moe, the guy who plays Bruce Lee.
Yeah.
But I didn't think he'd come off as arrogant.
Man, I mean... Say he destroyed Ali, like he definitely put up a fight. Ali's such a big dude. If he hit him one time, it's done.
Couldn't tag him
one time. It's hard to catch Ali too, man. It's quick.
Has there been a big Bruce Lee biopic? A biopic?
I mean, they had that TV movie about him.
So no.
Dragon, Bruce Lee story.
Yeah, that was it.
What about Brandon Lee? Is there enough there to do a movie? Well, at least a documentary, so. Right?
I mean, he was young when he passed. So.
Well, I know. That's why it would be.
I don't know his wealth of work to.
I heard Clinton was behind that, too.
Two movies.
Clinton Body Count.
Yeah.
Go watch Rapid Fire again.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Bruce Lee might take Ali, but I bet, like, young, angry George Foreman would break him in half.
Oh, God, oh, yeah. When he had the fro? What? Hell, oh, yeah,
you're not
going
to catch him.
Bull crap.
He knows karate. Those guys punch.
Mm. Kung Fu. Kung Fu.
What's the same thing?
Kung Fu.
Julie Newmar.
I mean, look.
That was Wong Fu.
He whooped Chuck Norris in Air of the Dragon.
Yeah, where they had the different levels where they fought all the way up to the top.
Yep. Yeah. Hmm.
I said his name wrong.
Who would win, Bruce Lee or Daniel LaRusso?
Well, that's a good one.
Okay.
Well, Bruce Lee, because Daniel LaRusso was fighting on one foot.
Yeah, that's the only move he did, huh?
Plus, Bruce was so fast.
It's true. I have to remember Bruce Lee was a real person and not just a movie character.
Let me crack that guy's back.
Yeah. But wasn't he was he was in Green Hornet.
Yeah, he was Kato.
Kato, okay.
So there you go.
There you go.
I don't know about that.
No, he was too.
No, he was. That was true. That was true.
Let me see what the text say, you stupid fat boy.
Ali punching. Well, those people probably saw the Seth Rogen version.
I mean, I think, yeah, Bruce Lee.
Few did.
Has a good chance, if not a better chance than Ali. But if Ali tagged him one good time, he'd just be done for.
Knock him out.
He's such a big, powerful man by comparison.
Yeah, but, well, yeah. Look at Connor and Money.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can't compare those two.
Yeah.
It's hot, boss.
Well, this could be your dreams come true. Sure. Olive Garden is selling a lifetime pasta pass for just $500, and you can eat till you die.
Why do you have your debit card out right now, fat boy?
I'll make sure you still got money on it.
$500, what does that entitle you for life?
All right, so this is what's going to happen. On Thursday at 2 p.m., Eastern Time, Olive Garden's never-ending pasta passes go on sale at pastapass.com, and there will be 24,000 of them available for $100, and they'll all be selling as fast as you can get them. But the first 50 people who get them have the option to upgrade for another $400 to get the lifetime pasta pass. So for $500 total, you can eat at Olive Garden for the rest of your life, according to the terms and conditions, which, of course, you know when you read through that. That's
yeah. Like Sundays are probably off limits.
It expires upon death.
Oh.
That's how
you can't. I can't sell it to J.G. Wentworth.
You can't pass it on to your family.
Okay. Wait, I can't eat every meal every day there, though? It's like one per day or something?
Well, it's like when you get wings for life, it's like two a week.
You know what I love when I go to the OG is what, because, I mean, look, I don't care.
OG.
I will splurge, and I love the breadsticks, and I love that they're unlimited. I do notice now that you have to ask for more. They don't ask you if you want more. They're happy to bring you more breadsticks.
Yeah.
But I'll always order the Alfredo sauce for dipping, and not to spit in, but to dip breadsticks in. And they say, do you want the bowl or do you want the boat? And I look at them, and I'm like,
come on.
Quick point.
What do you think? And they're like, anchors away.
Take
we're going to get the boat.
Baby. Roll it up to the table.
I just give them that sideways Steve Harvey look. Like, come on. Look at me. What do you think? I'm with the boat.
Stop playing, player.
Let's go down the river of Alfredo together.
Now, okay, correct me if I'm wrong, but sometimes when you get involved in something, a little good can be too much of a good thing, and you may burn out. Would that be a factor in this?
Yeah.
You mentioned the breadsticks, man. What about endless salad?
Yeah. That's so good.
I go with the soup.
Extra olives. That's what I'm talking about.
Give me that chicken gnocchi.
Some minestrone. Mm.
I recently learned it's called gnocchi. It's not chicken gnocchi. And the people, the waitresses, the servers would always laugh at me.
Yep.
It's not gnocchi.
You're gnocchi.
We learn something new every day.
The G is silent. And also known to be violent.
Yeah.
Sometimes they'll let me cheese my own soup.
That's the other thing. Say when, and it's like, oh, come on. Let me just give you a nod or something.
Let me do it.
And say when.
And you know their arms getting tired, and they keep going. You know,
you don't wheel it fast
enough.
They're
looking at you like, come on. You know, there's other people in the restaurant here.
Chicka 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 chicka.
Bring me a wagon wheel. I'll just eat it separate.
It couldn't be that bad. They're like, oh, he's back. He's at that table again.
He's back.
Fat boy's a gardener.
Bake some more bread.
He's an Olive Gardener.
Make some extra sauce. Yeah. He's going to be here for a while. All right.
I'm glad we're not going to be here for a while. We're only here till 10.
Yeah.
We've calculated it's approximately 85 degrees in here right now.
Well, yes.
Boy.
Which is great.
Management is walking around in the hallway with a fan right now.
Right.
Yeah.
That's good.
I've taken off my shirt. I'm now just wearing a white tank, and I've sweat through it.
Yeah, you have, man.
Look.
Oh, it's rough.
Can I read my new favorite text?
We were talking about the sweat problem earlier in the week.
We knew it was going to happen. What did the text say, Flo?
Oh, this one says, Bruce Lee did Jeet Kune Do 9. He didn't do Kung Fu, dumbass 9.
All right, Jeet Kune Do. Sorry.
You're thinking of Royce Gracie.
Yeah, I am.
He drove a Hoyle's hoist. Oh, man, I'm delirious right now.
You're funny. You're getting punchy.
Yep.
Well, we
is very similar to Kung Fu, for the record. I know a little bit. I know I don't practice it, but I know a little bit more.
I'm going to call Ray Thompson and ask him.
It's often referred to as a formless Kung Fu, whereas Kung Fu has all the the animal associations.
Yeah.
Jeet Kune Do is more like a freestyle loose Kung Fu. Very similar martial arts.
Oh, that makes sense.
Can you even feel the new fan because it's blowing right on me?
Oh yeah, I got good. It, man. I got it. Like if I do this, it goes right up my left pant leg. It's beautiful.
Yes. Yeah. Something needed.
Well, I ain't a new fan. That thing's older than we are, but it works. So God bless it.
I know.
It's gonna be our
We're not complaining. We're just happy
Old
for,
Lasco.
For anything. All right. So there's a new dating term now. And we were talking about faking things when you're dating.
Organisms?
Oh, well, no. That's after you get the date. That's this is like, beginning dating.
Sounds like we're on the beach right now.
It does.
It's like an ocean breeze. This is kind of fun. We'll enjoy this.
Yeah.
There's a new dating term. And it's called, I think Nine, we can credit Nine for this. Nine was talking about, this can be the lowest form of trickery.
Yeah.
On your dating site.
There's fake profiles.
No. There's a new term called dog fishing.
Oh
yeah.
Fishing, fat boy.
Oh, God.
No.
Dog fishing. Attack. Yeah, fishing.
He was hitting the dump button with one hand and putting his fist in the air with the other one.
Don't even
fishing.
Fishing.
Is this something like catfishing?
Dog fishing. Yep. When someone poses for dating profile pics with a dog that's not their own. That's pretty low, don't you think? You're outsourcing dogs.
Well,
just so people will like you.
Outsourcing dogs.
So people will like you.
But people outsource everything. Jimmy and I were having the conversation the other day that when it's somebody's birthday, like one of your friends or even a celebrity, you will Instagram or Facebook or whatever, a picture of you them.
Yeah.
You're using them because you don't have any new content or you're not doing anything cool that day. Or, that's why we do Throwback Thursdays, right? If you got fun stuff going on, you don't Throwback Thursday.
Oh, yeah.
Be honest with yourselves right now. Let's be honest as a society.
If you're having a big, fun Thursday, a lot of cool stuff going on.
You don't throw it back Thursday.
You're not throwing it back. You're having right now Thursday. You're having today Thursday.
Right. So, yeah, everybody uses everything.
I know. Well, yeah.
You know all these influencers are carrying around the same Starbucks cup. It ain't a real coffee.
But when you put your profile together, do you look at the trends and say, oh, I better look like I'm hiking. I better look like I've got a dog.
Paige.
I better look like I'm this or I'm not going to get a swipe.
Look at us. Does it look like we follow any kind of trend of any kind?
Look at me. You can see there's no trends
going
on.
Look at Fat Boy in the seafoam green plain t-shirt right now. There's no trends here.
No. This is I think you have to be real, but then that's not what people are doing on social media, apparently.
Yeah.
The dog fishing is popular. People are posing with other people's dogs, and there's a dating coach who says you shouldn't do it, even if it gets you more matches. It's just odd when you're using someone else's dog online and it seems like you're trying too hard. That's the thing. You're trying too hard to get people to like you. And you should never do that because you're losing yourself.
I think if you're actively seeking a date, especially on a dating profile, put you in it. You.
Yeah. Now, if you like to sit on the couch binge watching and eating cereal all day, then I think you should show that picture because that's the real you.
Well, that's not true. You don't want to you want to present yourself in an honest way, but you don't want to use a filter. Come on.
Yeah.
Why you want to? You're disappointing yourself. Yeah. Get your self esteem up, ladies and men.
Well, if people use less filters, even the people in Hollywood, it would be so much better.
Yeah, I know you don't sound like a chipmunk, so quit using that filter.
That's true.
Right.
There's people on there that use it every day. It's their normal face.
I don't want to see big teeth. It's also going to show the big chunk of food you got in there you forgot about.
Yeah. Yeah, man. There's all these women who send me snaps. I have no idea what their actual voice sounds like because it's always some chipmunk filter.
Oh, boy.
I'm texting Ray Thompson. How will I word this? We're on the air. Can you settle an argument for us? What martial art did Bruce Lee
Perform? Study?
Yeah.
No? Any of those?
Perform.
Yeah.
Perform.
Okay. Right. He would know. He would be
He's probably
in the
out
know.
On the construction
site. Who is this?
But
Jeet Kune Do, which is a non-traditional form of Kung Fu.
Yes.
Fat Boy, when I said that, if a girl really put that she sat on the couch eating cereal all day long, and Fat Boy liked that, would you swipe on a girl that actually was honest? And
It said, depends.
So I'm a gamer. I sit and watch Netflix and eat cereal, and I don't get out of bed till noon.
If she was on the same side of the couch that I liked, then I would not swipe. Get on the other side, toots.
Do you, on your couch, Fat Boy, do you switch the sides you sit on? Because I've noticed that on my couch, like,
oh no,
you know, I'm like three of Caitlin, so where I sit, it's got that little dip going.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the cushions get swapped. I don't do it, but I've been told to get swapped.
Oh, you need to turn
the cushion
them
fairy comes in at night.
Yeah.
Turn them.
It's like those little tiny little nymphs that would work on the shoes for the old man while he was asleep.
Oh.
Yeah, remember that?
They called them nymphs?
Well, what were they? They wasn't midgets. Where were they?
I thought those people that had a lot of sex.
You remember that cartoon?
No.
You remember the cartoon where the old man that was a cobbler that worked on shoes fell asleep and all the little tiny people came out of the rat holes and built all the shoes for him?
No, I don't.
Wow.
No. I wish I did.
No.
What was that?
Oh, my God.
Somebody texted in and called stupid
Google.
For not knowing.
I don't know.
I mean, if you want to talk about Count Duckula or something,
yeah,
I got you
yeah,
on
yeah.
that. But no.
You quit cussing.
David the Gnome, I got that.
Mm. Oh, yeah, Mr. C was the Gnome.
Yeah, Mr. C was the voice of Tom
Mr.
Bosley.
Mr. C was on Happy Days, yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, Tom Bosley did the voice of David the Gnome. And they did, like, gnome kisses, kind of like Eskimo kisses, right? They rub noses.
That's kind of gay.
All right.
That's a cute show, man. It's a cute show, man. Talking about Eureka's
Castle.
It's
butterfly kisses, not Eskimo kisses.
What's Eskimo kisses?
You rub your noses.
That's when you hook up with the same girl.
That's sweet.
What's butterfly kisses?
That's the eyelash.
Oh, God.
On the cheek.
Where you put the eyelash on the cheek.
Oh, that's how you get pink eye.
No, that the other cheek.
Oh, yeah. They were elves.
Eureka's Castle, Magellan the Dragon. That was my dude.
I don't know how to Google what I just said.
I don't know, but I'm fascinated by
it. A dirty kiss is when you fart in your hand and throw it
aside. And it's not Smurf.
Somebody please text in 72341 and maybe don't think I'm having some kind of Mandela effect right now.
Hmm.
About
cartoon, shoe, cobbler, sleep.
Somebody said it was a movie.
Oh, I don't think it was a movie. The Elves and the Shoemaker.
Talk about Noozles with the koala bear cartoon?
Yeah.
Hmm. Or Under the Umbrella Tree?
I just watched Bebe's Kids. I don't remember the other
one. Bebe's Kids was great, too. He had a dirty diaper and the flies buzzing around the whole time and the voice of Tone Loc.
Potty mouth.
Remember Under the Umbrella Tree? There was a Blue Jay puppet on there and some other ones.
We were going to get something to eat.
We live with a lady.
All right, then. Maybe you'll get the answer later on, man.
The Cobbler and the Elf, somebody just texted.
Is that what it is?
Just said that 10 minutes ago.
I didn't know that was the title or that you said the title.
Yes. From 1935.
Oh, my
Fantasia,
goodness.
Somebody, she can't read.
Thank you, TBS, for raising me as a child.
Yeah. Mm.
All right, then.
They did a good job.
They did.
Know some Gilligan's Island, too.
Mm, know some This Week in Baseball. What's up, Twib?
Yeah.
All right, well, Rise Guys Headlines, styled by Rocker Bell Chic Boutique. I'm Paige, and those are your Rise Guys Headlines.
God, I felt like I was just, y'all were like, huh? What are you making up right now? Maybe it was all a dream.
Yeah, I don't remember.
It could be a great name. A little fun dream.
Yeah, all right. Thank you for getting me my sanity back. We'll wait on Ray Thompson's response to my text, and we'll find out all that and more. It's the Rise Guys Morning, everybody.
It's the Rise Guys Morning Show with Matt Mann.
Weirdo.
Nine.
Check.
Paige.
Maybe completely tune out and leave.
And Fat Boy.
What's in your wallet?
93.3, the planet rocks.
Hey, Mama. I liked him better when he was the nice guy in it with his puppets.
I don't like his hair.
I don't like the fiend.
He's got dirty hair.
Talking about old Bray Wyatt. I finally got to see that yesterday.
Did you like it? Or did you hate it like Fat Boy hated everything?
I thought it was awesome.
It was great.
Why is it awesome?
Because it's good.
Theatrics. I like the theatrics of wrestling. I like the theatrics of a good rock and roll concert. I like theatrics.
It's the same thing.
Boy, you.
It is. When you,
I don't know what colored lenses you got, but they cross-eyed. How do you not see that?
Don't you want a repackaging, like something completely different?
He's carrying his severed head around like a lantern.
Yes.
My Lord.
It's just cool, man.
His own?
I don't want to give away
you.
Too much. If
booking
you
sucks now.
It. Well, I can't say I disagree with a lot of that.
But the entrance was great. It was cool, man. The character's fun. February
Dude,
was
I expect
fun.
Too much.
I don't know how he wrestles with a mask on. Like, it's like the luchadors and stuff, those are like breathable fabric masks, but that thing's like a Halloween mask you'd wear.
Well, he ain't wrestled too much with it yet.
Yeah. It's like 4 or 5 minutes the other night.
Yeah. Just a couple minutes, man.
Anyway. Rise Guys Morning Show. Good morning to you.
Let's talk about something Fat Boy's less negative about.
Stole my move.
Well, can I be negative for him? Well, you know what? I don't want to be. Can I be honest with you, like speak to you from my heart? And tell you the conversation going on. It's 79 degrees outside here in, that Greenville. It's 89 degrees in our studio.
Yeah, it is.
And
so it's about right.
Here's the conversation in my head. Matt, go. You're pissed off right now about the air conditioning situation here. One day it's 60 degrees, the next day it's 89. I'm pouring sweat right here. I'm wearing a white tank top. I go out in the hallway because I'm not going to put my shirt back on now because I know it's drenched and then it's going to be cold and you know that thing. So I'm walking around in the hallway, and then I see Stacey Bartrow, who ran the board for us at Radiothon, yeah. Sweet girl. She says, "Why are you wearing a white tank top today? Because, you know, look at me. Why would I?" And I said, "Oh, it's, you know, it's like 89 degrees in our studio." She's like, "Oh, I'm so sorry." And she patted me on the back.
In appropriate context.
No, but it's like soaking wet. And I was like, "God, I'm so sorry." And she says, "It's okay. I'm going to the bathroom, you know, whatever." But so the conversation in my head is, but dude, there's people that are listening to you right now that are working out in the 79 degree and will be out there later when it's 94 degrees.
Yeah, they will.
Quit you bitching, Matt Man.
Yeah, but and then the thing is, like if you're outside, like if you had to cut grass or something today, you know it's going to be hot as hell out there. But when you
I wouldn't have wore jeans.
Work in an office building, it's not supposed to be hot in there.
I should keep an emergency pair of swimming trunks here.
Like in South Carolina in August, it's supposed to be hot outside. Yeah, it's not supposed to be hot in here.
And the odd thing is, and this has been an ongoing situation with the upstairs of our building
since 2005.
So don't think that I'm bitching. I'm just trying to like tell you what's going on. Yeah. And a lot of you work in offices, so you'll get this. Downstairs, we have never had any issues. Nine and I just went downstairs. It was cold. It felt great.
Oh, it was nice down there, yeah.
Up here, it will be 60. I mean, bone chilling one day. The next day, this.
Boiling. Yeah, like
yesterday, it was so cold, Fat Boy didn't even want to go in the production studio. It was that cold. Dude, who's never cold, was in there freezing to death.
It was
and
chilly.
Today, we're all sitting here sweating, like just sitting in a room sweating.
I'd much rather be cold.
Oh, sure. Absolutely. You put on layers then. And this has been an ongoing situation. Like, and we've went through... The company, not we, the companies went through various HVAC outfits. And then now I find out the company that's now working on it, they're all P1s.
Yep.
So I'm sitting here thinking like, okay.
Was it a rib?
No. But like.
That's what I thought.
Why? I get that stuff's hard. I have no clue how to do it. I mean, you know me. I don't even know a hammer from a wrench. I mean, I do, but you understand what I'm
saying. Come on, man.
But good Lord, how does this keep happening over and over again? And I appreciate Mark for bringing the box fan in here.
Yeah, that's nice. That's a gesture.
Yeah, I mean, 2 hours later.
Golly, bum, man.
It's better than nothing, boys.
I don't want to feel like I'm outside. That's why I do this job. Man, it's indoors.
It's way hotter in here right now than it is outside.
Uh-oh,
look. I was outside a few minutes ago. It was so nice compared to this.
I'm just shaking my shirt so it cools off a little bit or whatever, you know?
It's like 75 outside, so it's way hotter in here.
I'm going to sound like such a dick, but I got to ask.
What?
Who?
About the shirt, the wife beater.
Yes.
You feel, I know it's an undershirt for you, but kind of like, how do you feel wearing it? I'd feel weird wearing it because I'm not hot or in shape. I feel like that's, you got to be that to wear that shirt.
Like right now?
Yeah, or anytime.
I would only wear this like as an undershirt or just around the house. Like I wouldn't, like, when I went to Tybee Island, I went shirtless out on the beach. Oh, yeah. Yeah, I didn't care. I didn't even see these people again. I didn't care. I posted one of them. It didn't look that bad, really.
They don't know you.
Yeah.
Were you breathing in the picture?
somewhat.
I'm hot.
So I was blue in the face. I was blistered, so I was purple.
Yeah.
But, no, I see what you're saying. I wear it as almost a layer to hide my nipples. And my side area.
Goodness. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't like the way that it's not like compression. It's just a regular white tank top, you know, ribbed for my pleasure.
Man, so somebody text in P1907-2341 CarolinaVaporMill.com text line. He does landscape work. I can vouch for you. Working in the heat outdoors is not as bad as sitting in a stuffy hot room.
Yeah, I think the worst people are the roofers that are out there just suffering on top of the roof. Just
they only work half a day.
And that heat.
Yeah, they just
oh my gosh.
Beat by the sun.
Yeah. If it even looks cloudy, they don't work. And God bless you. I wouldn't want to be on a roof when it was storming either. But, like, God, man, this is, like, miserable. And but so the other – I'm having three conversations. The other conversation is Well, just muscle through it. Just going to talk about, you know, lollygag and talk about this and that. But damn, it's hot. And I'm like burning up.
Yes.
And I can't be all jovial and fun. Now, this is real. I can't.
We're not used to this.
This is hot. It's balls in here, Derek Lewis.
It's going to be hot outside.
Golly.
I would have brought my cooling towels if I knew it was not going to work.
And I know that the P1s that are working on it will get it fixed here soon and all that. But golly, bum,
I thought that yesterday.
And see, here's another thing. Like, I love P1s. I mean, I do. Some of them are sheep's in wolves' clothing.
My balls was hot.
You know, like I got to tell you, I mean, I'm not going to name any names, but like I had, go ahead.
When you say that, you mean they look real mean, but they're really sweet?
No, like people who pretend to be like P1s to maybe get your business and then, you know, whatever. Like I had some stuff done at my house, some
work.
Yeah, some work done around the house type stuff. I don't want to get too descriptive, but it wasn't the lawn care landscaping type stuff.
Yeah.
Anyway, the guy was a P1. Had him over the house two or three times, estimate and all this stuff, and then finally came out. I paid him. He's supposed to come back. Never came back.
Never came back?
Never came back. And
oh, man.
It was over $1,000. So, I mean, it's like if it was a – not that I would just write off a couple $100, but that would make it easier. But, like
– is this one guy, like his own type of outfit?
Yeah. But yeah. So, you know –
that's always risky.
And so I started thinking about it. And I was like, all right, you know, just block it out of your head and forget about it. But every time I walk by a particular thing that was supposed to be done, I get so irritated. So I sent him a message on Instagram to the business account, which is how he approached me as a P1. Yeah. He blocked me.
Oh, what?
I know.
Really? He blocked you?
Yeah, he blocked me.
Really?
Returned my phone. I swear to God, I'll show you. He blocked me.
Ah.
He won't return my calls. And I'm like, God bless it.
You might have to pick up the Hey Folks hotline.
I have around. Already. And it's, you know. I mean, you have to – still got a – oh, it's such a pain in the butt.
Was it a hot water heater?
No. No. Hot water heater's fine. I have a tankless.
That sucks, man.
Mm-hmm.
Feel bad for you. That's a lot of money to be thrown at somebody.
Well, but it's also the whole thing of, like, you know, being hoodooed.
Oh, yeah. Boy. I mean, like, what's your recourse to you? You can take them to small claims court?
I right.
Mean, yeah, it's takes a long time, and it's – oftentimes fruitless. Maybe it'll work out for you. Maybe not. I mean, if you, you know, have like, I paid him this and he was going to do this and look at what's left. Here's a picture of it. Then you might get something out of it.
What are the
thoughts? You want the job done. You don't want to go to small claims court and spend money to get money back. You don't want a partial refund. You want the job done.
I know. And I always say, and y'all all four know this, and you all four, there's four of us total. You practice. We all practice this. If we know it's a P1 owned business, we'll frequent it more so and all this stuff because they, you know, obviously support us. But crap. I mean, hell.
Yeah. I've never had that, but I mean, it sucks. I've seen people do it to other people.
Yeah. Yeah, it does. Big time. And then block me like what a coward. Just say, hey, sucker. Call me a sucker. Just tell me instead of just running from it.
Yeah, just tell me. Like, yeah. Hey, man, sorry I ripped you off. Or actually, I'm not sorry I ripped you off, but.
Or say, later. Sorry, I ran into an issue and I couldn't get back out there, but I would, dude,
yeah.
You come back and do it. It's over. Job's done.
Yeah.
I ain't said a word negative about you and I won't.
Yeah, say, sorry I was cutting grass. Now I ain't got no feet.
Oh, goodness.
Right.
I can't believe you didn't call him out.
I'm not, I'm not going to do that.
Then we wind up getting in trouble.
Well, he screwed you. Like, you have proof he did.
Yeah,
well, I'll call the FOF line. Will you bleep out his name?
I don't know if you can get in this week.
Or her name. Maybe it's a girl. You don't know.
You can only get away with doing that in this town if you talk about sports.
I don't know if you get in this week.
Well, get ready for that. We'll do some open phones. 1-800-774-0093. 1-800-774-0093. Again, if you tuned in, and some of you apparently have by the text line there, I'm not griping. I understand many of you work through. A lot of people that work in warehouses are now texting in. I work in a building and it's 90 most days. I'm sorry.
You chose to work there like we did here and I want it to be cold.
Well, it's easy to say, but yes, I agree with you. 1-800-774-0093. I'm glad you said it. We'll get on the horn and we'll touch base and we'll talk on the radio and all that right after this.
The Radio.com app is the official home of the Rise Guys Morning Show on your phone. Download it today and make 93.3 The Planet a favorite. Powered by Quaker Steak and Lube. You're locked into
the Rise Guys Morning Show.
93.3 The Planet Rocks.
Rise Guys Morning Show, good morning to you. It is 8:52. I'll tell you, it's feeling a little bit better. There's some wind going on in here. I don't know if it's from the box fan or if the Lord did answer my prayer.
I think overall, I think it's coming out of the event pretty cool.
It is getting better, yeah.
Well, good. Thank you for all the well wishes.
3 hours in.
Yeah.
Golly.
I'm saying where you was at is 6:40.
Yeah. Rise Guys Morning Show, good morning to you. I said that. To follow up something yesterday with the Epstein deal.
Yeah.
You know, with the where, like, it's so weird it took that for, like, all Americans, well, not all Americans, but a lot of people started talking about cover-ups and situations like that, like with Epstein's suicide. You know, people are saying something was weird about it. He might be in witness protection. You know, the autopsy, blah, blah, blah. All these weird conspiracies. Now, here's something. I mean, maybe it's – I just saw it. This lady, her name is – I don't know how to say it. G-H-I-S-L-A-I-N-E. Ghislaine? We'll call her Ghislaine. Maxwell.
Jelaine, I'd say.
Jelaine? The S is silent then.
Yeah.
Okay. It's not just Lane. Jelaine, then, she was a socialite, and she was basically his personal assistant. And, like, certain, you know, websites and stuff are saying, like, she's the one that arranged a lot of these meetings with other famous people that may have had political situations going on.
Is that the British chick?
Yes.
Yeah.
She's missing. They can't find her either.
Yeah.
Like, there's a worldwide woman hunt on his right-hand woman. Nobody's seen her. They can't find her.
About to re-canvas.
She hasn't been seen since 2016 in the United States. She was known to have a residence in France, but nobody can find her since all this started.
Yeah.
Then they, this son of a gun, again, he was a financier, a banker. He owned an island. Like, he owned an island.
They raided it.
The FBI raided it. So what's – obviously, the FBI is not going to run to the press and tell everybody what they found, but, like, why would they raid the island after he committed suicide? Like, why wouldn't they have raided it before?
He's got, like, 4 or 5 places. I think they're going to check them all. I saw them wheel his body out, so I guess you could say, you know, that you've seen a body. So maybe they know where he's at.
Well, people even are posting that in comparison and saying the nose and the ears are different.
Dude, I don't want to ask the wrong questions to the wrong people.
I'm not saying that. People are saying
it. Well, I'm saying it like it's weird.
I mean, the whole thing's weird. The whole thing's weird. It's like, very weird.
And the weird thing about it is, and I'm not saying this as a blanket statement, because I'm sure some people don't even know what we're talking about here, but it's weird how both sides of the political stream, one side said that person did it. The other side says, no, that person did it. But both sides are in agreement that somebody did it. Isn't that weird?
Yeah. I mean, but, and that's the thing. It becomes, when they do that, it becomes basically a meme for, like, angry people who think politics is entertainment.
But is this the domino that starts to fall where everybody can maybe come together and say, all right, let's talk about all these cover-ups and all these different things that we've not come together and talked about.
Yeah.
It's always been like old wives' tales or this or that.
You know what I hate to admit?
Yeah.
This might actually put some credence to the whole Pizzagate theory.
It, you know.
Yeah, that's a good point. I didn't even think about that.
It went away
so far-fetched.
Good point.
Overnight. It's so far-fetched, and it's one of those things like, You know, you'd always hear about, like, the stuff the Bilderbergs would do with the big owl and the sacrifices
Chantilly.
And stuff. And, I always say, oh, that's such crap or whatever, you know. And then freaking Alex Jones infiltrated it and got video of it. And, I mean, there it was.
Yeah.
Illuminati, suicidal shrimp, all that.
All of it.
Half human, half pig people.
I'm not saying everything he says is accurate.
Well,
just saying the things that you think are so far-fetched, once it's because it's hard to fathom. It's like if we walked outside and saw another sun in the sky,
yeah,
it'd be like, well, we've seen a sun before, but now there's two.
Yeah. Now the thing with the
be way hotter in here then.
Alex Jones was that some of the stuff he said was true. Some of it was outlandish and probably not true.
That's
at
where
all.
He got muddied up.
But he always, whether it was true or not, acted like a ranting, raving
lunatic,
buffoon, like dip blank dumbass about anything.
Yeah.
Like, and that's what will destroy your credibility more than anything is you acting like an idiot about it, ranting and raving and screaming about it, like you just have lost your mind. That makes it bad.
I just kind of look at the social timeline. Like, remember, I guess it started 2 or 3 weeks ago, Area 51. And that whole movement, and suddenly, like, I was seeing programming on television feature more, like, alien stuff all of a sudden.
Yeah.
And then this happens, and it's almost like follow the bouncing ball kind of thing.
Yeah.
I don't want to sound like I'm some kind of a phobot. You know, I have some kind of phobia or I'm paranoid about everything, but I don't think it's bad to, when you are presented with news, to just look at it sideways every once in a while.
No, I don't think it is. I think it's hard to do that.
It shows you got half a brain and you're not just accepting it like you're consuming it. You consume it when you hear it and read it.
It's never wrong to question something.
You just think about it.
And if they were building a case against all the other people surrounding him, the case is still open, isn't it? So it's got to come out soon.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, golly, man. It's like every day. And now not Pavarotti, the other guy. The other opera singer. Domingo.
Guerreras.
Placido Domingo's got like a dozen women coming forward now and saying that he...
Well, they should feel honored. He's one of the three tenors.
Wow, look. All right. We'll take a break here. Lord, thank you. It feels so much cooler in here, and it's not that box fan. The air is on. You know what, Ryan? Even you as someone...
Praise the Lord.
As a practicing black magician, please clap for us. Black magic, you understand what I'm saying.
What's that have to do with anything? Those dudes came in here and fixed it.
No, I'm saying clapping for my prayer.
Oh, okay.
You clap for my prayer?
I was clapping for the dudes who came in here and fixed it.
Oh, well, use your hands next time. We'll be back right after this.
Get your rock on. A 93-minute rock block is coming up at 10, right after the Rise Guys Morning Show on 93.3 The Planet.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.